You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Braley, and today is November 23rd, 2020. All right, everyone, welcome back to the podcast, and I do apologize for that hiatus on the last show. Unfortunately, I was just very busy with work and just could not get a show together and get everything to work out in my favor, so I had to actually skip the show for the last 2 weeks ago for the last podcast, and I do apologize, as I do. I hate missing shows, and I hate not being able to produce one, but, you know, life does happen here and there, and it's sometimes... just can't get it together. So I do apologize. I have the rest of the year all set up, so we're good to go. And really looking forward to enjoying the wet shaving world for the holiday season. I can tell you right now, it looks very promising. I'm very excited to see what's going to come out this year, this holiday season. So hopefully some really cool stuff. So guys, first and foremost, wanted to say happy Thanksgiving for those of you celebrating it. I know 2020 has been that year, but we are actually in the home stretch here. And Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays. It's a great time just to celebrate. And for those of you who are celebrating it, I hope you also have a great, safe Thanksgiving and have a good time with some friends and family, whether they be with you or afar. So on the show today, guys, we have some big sales for vintage Gillette razors. That's right. Vintage Gillette razors, some of those rarer models, have been on fire lately. It's been really, really intense and exciting to see on eBay auctions. A few of them just went on the last couple of weeks for record sales. I have them here, and I'll go over it with you and tell you my thoughts. The Global Shave Fat Guy Replica Fat Boy Razor is out and has been reviewed by several YouTubers and a couple of people on websites. And actually, Matt from Razor Emporium went over it. And if you know who he is, he's one of those guys that is one of the influential Gillette restorers. He does a lot of restoring, repairs on vintage Gillette razors. And he actually got one of these Global Shave Fat Guys and tried it out. So I watched the video. I'll tell you my thoughts on that razor for the price and everything like that, to see if it's even worth buying or what everybody's really talking about it. I have a few comments that I've seen from other people. And we'll talk about that as well. Black Friday sales. Okay, guys, Black Friday is a big day, shopping day for the U.S. and all around, right? And we'll see what Black Friday will bring for 2020, as there are as many changes going on with the brick-and-mortar style shopping. But really, for us wet shavers, most of our purchases are done online. I don't know if it's going to affect it. It might even make it even better. So we'll talk about my thoughts on that and see what's coming up for Black Friday. And a new contest for the holidays. I have a really special contest that just came out from a great artisan that I've known for several years. And he was very kind enough to donate something very nice for a holiday giveaway. So you don't want to miss that part of the podcast. So definitely listen on for the secret question to answer. And then enter yourself to win something very special for the holiday season. A great gift. So guys, without further ado, let's get on with the show. So, as mentioned, vintage Gillettes are hot, hot, hot. That's right, guys. They are hot right now. I don't even know how to contain myself, because this is some serious auction. There's been some serious auctions, okay, for the rare Gillette razors in the past month or 40 or 50 days that have been bringing some record prices. The value of these razors. Now, I thought personally the value of these razors would have been, they've been fluctuating over the years. I mean, a couple of years ago, they were really, really hot, went down. Then they started going down, and they started coming up a little bit again, and then they went down. I think 2018 was like the low point for some of these rare razors. They were starting to really lose some value, and they weren't just really as popular. And now, 2020, I can tell you right now, just in the past few months, I've seen some record sales on some of these razors. Now, if you're looking at the show notes, I have a couple of pictures, three pictures of razors that just recently sold. You have a Gillette D1 Fat Boy Red Dot razor, right? We've talked about the Red Dot before, one of those rarer Gillettes from the Gillette Adjustable. If you've read the articles that I've written and stuff like that, and seen some other stuff out there, you would know about this razor, very rare. A cased one went for $3,200 recently, which I've never seen a fat boy red dot go for anywhere near that, over maybe 1500 cased. So incredible. Now that does come with a different case. It's not, it's kind of like the bottom dial fat boy where the case is a little bit bigger, but it's different. It's another rare case that you don't see very often. This has sealed blades. This might even be NOS, which is new old stock, but it does look like it has been opened and used. But incredible. $3,200 is incredible for this razor to go for. I've never seen a red dot go that high. Now, also, another red dot went uncased that was not in as great a shape, and that went for almost $800. So, I mean, that's another big one. I remember, I'm going to be really honest. I'm going to show you my age of wet shaving here. I had an opportunity to purchase one of these razors in great condition for $300 about 5 years ago, and I turned it down because I said, it's a red dot. I'm not really into it. Boy, am I regretting my decision now. I can tell you right now that that razor, and I saw them going for $150 to $200, you know, maybe 8-9 years ago. They weren't going for that much. And these two have just showed that the interest is there and the collectability is back, I can tell you. And also, another extremely rare razor that came out, the Gillette F4 Toggle, which is considered the chrome model, which is actually nickel-plated, but they call it the chrome. Very rare razor. It's got the different style head and everything. It looks like more like a Super Speed. Doesn't look like a Toggle. This is like one of the rarer ones. There's maybe about 10 of these around. And this one went for the highest I've ever seen, around $4,000. I've seen them go for about two. Seen them go for almost three, but never a $4,000 razor for a Toggle before. So I would say this is probably, if not the record for a Toggle, very close to it. And this one razor comes with blades and all that good stuff. So I put some pictures of these online, actually screenshots from my phone, just to show you, because I watch all the eBay auctions and stuff myself. I mean, even though I don't partake in them, I still like to watch them to see how they go. And usually they cap off at a certain level. But really, I cannot believe the industry right now for vintage Gillette razors, how much they're going for. I saw a Fat Boy the other day go for $150, and that was pretty intense, you know, if you think about it. So are you a collector? Do you want to be a collector? Are you inspiring to be a collector? There are a lot of opportunities out there right now. I think you'll see some more popping up here and there. And this is a time to learn about the razors if you're really into them. And if you do have a collection and you're maybe possibly looking at moving it, might be the time to do so. You know, might be time to start letting some things go if that's your desire. And if you're looking to purchase one, well, you're going to be, it is hot. So there are other people out there who are willing to go to battle for it. So really interesting, guys. I did not see this one coming. I think when I did in the beginning of the year, when I did some predictions for 2020, and I wrote them down on my notebook, I said Gillette razors and vintage razors were going to be up in value, but I didn't know it was going to be up a lot, this much in value. And, you know, just if you're looking at the vintage stuff, is just really, it's exploding right now. It's very, very popular. And a couple of thoughts, like, why would it happen? Why would these be more popular, especially in 2020 during a pandemic and everybody's going nuts right now? But if you think about it, when you really have nothing to do and you're kind of stuck at home and you're reading up on stuff like that and everything, now's the time really where collecting is getting to is fun. Because really, I mean, for myself, I don't really go anywhere anymore. I mean, can't do very much. And if you do go out, you have to be very careful. But I could tell you that that if you're making those decisions, you might have a little bit of extra money and you want to go buy something nice, and now's the time to buy something to make you happy. I think that's what really where this is coming from. A lot of people are you know, they're a little worried about the world, and they're just starting to purchase things and just say, hey, you know what, this will make me happy. Having a collectible piece will be great. You know, I've been pushing this back for years. Now's the time to get it, you know. So maybe that's it. Maybe you have some thoughts too. You can always email me your thoughts and see how you feel regarding this kind of collecting. And if you feel the same way, I don't know. I've been feeling a little bit the same way too, where I've been, you know, kind of purchasing things here and there that make me happy, because it's just been, you know, it's kind of been one of those years, you know. So vintage Gillettes are hot. And we'll see. Let's see if we see some more for the holiday season. I will be keeping close watch on eBay and will definitely be reporting to you all my findings. All right, guys. We've talked about this before. This is actually pretty exciting to see. Because honestly, in my opinion and personally, I didn't think this thing was going to ever come out. Okay, the Global Shave Fat Guy Razor is here. It is priced still, I think, at $100 from Global Shave. And Matt from Razor Emporium just put out a video. Now, if you know Matt, we've talked about him before. He works at Razor Emporium, restoring razors. And I've done work with him. I've spoke to him on the phone. Great guy, you know, great company. And he finally got one of these. So he got to look at it. So I saw that pop up on my YouTube feed. I had to watch the video. So I was able to take a little snippet of a picture of a comparison side by side of a vintage Gillette Fat Boy against the Fat Guy. Aesthetically, they look really, really similar. I'm going to be honest. I think that from the appearance, Global Shave did a great job on this razor. Now, I don't know about the components. It's possible that they were cast. It's possible they were. It definitely doesn't look like it was CNC machined. But they did a great job just getting all those components together and actually making the razor functional. Now, is it as good as the Fat Boy razor? Well, from watching some of the reviews online, it looks like it's very close, but maybe not as great. And, you know, at a price at around $100 or $150, whatever the retail is, it's fair. It's a fair price. You can still get a Fat Boy for, you know, you can get lucky and get a used one that's in decent shape for about $30 to $50. But it's just showing you that a company actually came out with a razor and replicated this design after so many people have been talking about it. Now, it is interesting to see. I don't know if I would purchase one. I don't know much about the mechanics of it. I did see the razor side by side in some of the videos, and it doesn't look as mechanically sound as the Gillette's. So I don't know. I think time will tell to see how these last. But at $100, it is. I think it's priced fair. Because you're looking at the Janus razor that came out, and that razor was around $600 or $550 or something like that. And that razor was made here, CNC machined, stainless steel, and it had mixed reviews online. I got to try one, and I thought the quality of the razor was great. It was just really great. I mean, it was a really awesome razor, the build quality. But again, the price is just very high. Now, here's one made with lesser quality materials. The price is about one-fifth of the other one. And you still see people saying, oh, well, if it was stainless steel, I would purchase it. Okay, well, if it was stainless steel all in and out and CNC machined, it's going to cost $400. So you can't really have, it's kind of that double-edged sword mentality. I want it, but I can't have it, right? I want it, but I want it for this. But it's not possible because it costs more to make it than what you're willing to pay for it. So this is where it comes weird, where I think maybe possibly the vintage razors are going to stay on ahead of the game on this one. I think that there are a lot of Fat Boys out there still. There are millions of them made. And Gillette Slims as well. So the Global Shave is definitely a good addition. But will it replace the Fat Boy? Will it outsell the Fat? No, it won't. Because the people out there are looking for a quality piece for a certain price. And when it comes to a razor, especially a Fat Boy razor, that price seems to be around $50. You know, $50 to $100. That's what people are really willing to pay for that. And to see anything more than that, it's just going to be difficult. And you're going to hear all these, oh, I think it should be this way. Or all these comments to where, oh, I think it should be CNC stainless steel inside and out. Well, again, like I just mentioned, it would cost you maybe $400. This one's made out of lesser material. Still has all the parts to it. And I see a lot of people complaining, oh, it's cheap. So, you know, have it your way. Whichever way you think works for you, but we can't have it both ways, I guess. That's what where we're coming down to with these razors and stuff. And that's just my thought on that. I think that it's another really big project that took a while to come up with, and hopefully everybody that ordered one gets it on time, because I know it's coming from overseas. Sometimes there's issues there, and I've been reading a little bit that, oh, I've been waiting for mine, and this guy got his before me, and all this. Well, I don't know what else to say about that, but I do know that I do. Look forward to seeing more reviews on it and seeing more people talk about them as well, because it is pretty interesting. It is a cool concept to bring back that design, especially now. All right, everyone, moving along. Black Friday sales. That's right. Now, traditionally, in the wet shaving world, there wasn't really much involvement in the Black Friday aspect of shopping, right? Well, 2019, I remember being a game changer because last year there was at least 15 or 20 vendors offering Black Friday sales, right? Whether it be a release, a price reduction on some products, or just some new stuff or new items that are or a re-release of older items, there was a lot going on. Now, I'm on the lookout for this year, for 2020, to see if there's going to be anything else. So I will be closely monitoring that on Black Friday and the day and Thanksgiving to see what's going on. And I'll be definitely taking notes and we'll share it with everyone on the next cast. Now, the reason why I don't have notes now is because I only know of one vendor doing something. So I'm not sure if there are other vendors coming out with more. Sometimes they like to announce it the day before or the day of just to kind of keep the excitement. But I do know that I did hear that Holy Black is going to be doing some releases. So on Black Friday, they're going to do some, I guess, some secret stash releases. And we'll see what they come out with. Usually every year they do something pretty cool too. So, but last year, a lot of vendors came and said, oh, I got this going on, this item for this day only, or this weekend only. So, I mean, it's going to be really interesting. I just haven't seen much on it. All the vendors I've been searching and stuff and the news I've been looking for, I just haven't found much going on right now. So when it does come out, I'll recap it and bring it on the next show just to share with everybody. But I would definitely say that it's going to be a good year. I at least that's my thought. That's what I think. I think we're going to see some great sales, some great items coming out from the vendors. So if you have a few extra pennies in your piggy bank, I think maybe hold on to them until Black Friday and see if there are any good releases, especially with soaps and aftershaves, and even maybe a new razor here or there. So that's what I'm doing. I'm waiting up. I'm waiting for it. So hopefully we see some really cool stuff on Black Friday this year. All right, guys. And well, I know you're all thinking about this. Without further ado, the holiday contest. Okay. So recently, I just want to explain the whole relationship. I've known Peter from Wolf Whiskers for, I think, almost 6 years now. I've been dealing with him, but I've purchased probably about half a dozen brushes in the past, 6 years. I try to keep around one brush a year, one custom brush a year, really because I like his work. I think he does a great job. He's also a very nice guy and great with communication. But his work has gotten actually a lot better over the years. I think he's gotten more designs. He's gotten better with material. I think the guy's really an artist. He's very good at what he does. So I got on the list a few months ago, about 3 or 4 months ago on his list. And finally, my number came up. And we were going over about my brush. And my brush came out great. It's a two-toned, a translucent bottom green brush that just really with a Maggard's knot, a super high-density Maggard's knot, which I haven't tried yet up until now, which are actually really good. So if you guys are like Maggard's and you ever buy anything from Maggard's, you need a shaving knot. I think those high-density knots are actually really, really nice. So we're going over my brush, and he was very kind to offer another brush to be given away on the podcast. So first and foremost, Peter, if you're listening, thank you very much for the brush. It's beautiful. It's really nice, and it's going to really make somebody's holiday season. So I just wanted to show you, I have a picture directly from the site because I kept the actual brush sealed just for safety reasons, right? Just for, all that COVID-19 stuff. I want to make sure everybody gets sealed. This does come with a different knot. It does come with a synthetic knot. So I can ship it anywhere in the world. So I will ship it. This contest is open for everyone, wherever you live. As long as I can ship it from the United States to you, it's available. All right. So what's so cool? So what's the conditions? How do I enter to win? Okay. Well, that's the best part. I need, and I've done this before, and I really look forward to this every year because I want to share this on the next podcast, or if not, the podcast right before the holidays, which would be the 21st. All right, so here's how you enter. All you have to do is send me an email with your best wet shaving story. It could be a holiday story, could be anything. It could be something that you picked up, right? That you could have just like been in an antique store and saw something, saw your dream item there. Could have been something you've acquired. Could have been somebody you met. Could have been a relationship you started with wet shaving. Could be anything. I just need something that's really you know, two that would really make everyone happier this holiday season. Something that a really good story that puts a smile on people's faces. That's it. Email me at joe.whatshavingnews@gmail.com. As soon as I get it, I'll send you a response with a number. And then I'll do, just to let you know what number your entry is. And then I'll let you know if you win or not. And I will definitely share a bunch of these if it's okay with you. If I could share a bunch of the stories online. Or share, and I will definitely share the winner story on the next or the Christmas podcast, which will be the one that's on the 21st. So guys, really looking forward to hearing these stories. This is a beautiful brush from Wolf Whiskers. You don't have to wait on a waiting list. You don't have to do anything like that for a few months. This is ready to go. This will be to you by the holidays. Okay. So I will send this out as soon as I get the winner. December, I believe 6th is the next cast. I'll announce the winner and have it sent out around that time. So you will get it before the holidays. And just really looking forward to hearing some of these stories, guys. This is a very nice thing that Peter did for us. So thank you again. We salute you, Wolf Whiskers. Great company and also great razor, great shaving brushes as well. Love the designs. So, all right, guys. That concludes the podcast for this week. As you know, our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, what your father didn't teach you about shaving. Special thanks to you guys, the listeners. Without you, there would be no podcast. And of course, Mark, aka Mantic59, for everything he does in the wet shaving community and for allowing us to use his platform. All right, guys. So until we meet again, which will be on the 7th of December, shave straight and shave safe. Bye-bye now.